Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Well, John, our Methodist church in Dahlonega and the pastor is Steve Schofield. The Wesleyan Covenant, which is a Methodist movement, I'll call it, is calling for awakening, and they have there is a wonderful writer, Dave Thomas, that has described travail, weeping travail. That's what I went into, I believe, when I saw the tragedy and the judgment and the terrible things. And I'm asking for that and for fasting. That's what churches who are on it are asking for, a travail of prayer, where the weeping is from the Holy Spirit. And we get in touch with the Holy Spirit's grief. And the weeping is a powerful form of prayer. And fasting. So let's put our hearts out there and be involved in the solution. I think we'll be doing more podcasts about this, don't you?
I really do. I think there's a whole lot that's being stated and out there that everybody may not be hearing that's really good. And mm-hmm. And that's, you know, yes, the intercession, absolutely, the weeping, the travail, the birthing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's also the involvement that we're supposed to all have mm-hmm. in our nation. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to lay back. And that's one of the big things that Lance talks about is that, you know, 40% of all Christians just don't even vote. They just lay back and they say, well, the world, you know, the United States and the nation is going hell in a handbasket and we're just going to keep up with the kingdom. Well, that's really not the way it works.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to pray for our leaders.
We're supposed to pray for our leaders. We're supposed to be responsible. We're supposed to vote. We're supposed to do our civic duties. Mm-hmm. And I'd really like to go and gather all the scriptural basis of our being involved, like that one scripture that said about, it says, Messiah will inherit the nations. Okay. So if Messiah is inheriting the nations, but we're refusing to be a part of the nations, that we're just keeping up with our little, area over here and, no, he wants nations. He wants nations.
The primary call to Christians is to make disciples. Go and make disciples of the nations.
Of the nations.
And teach them.
And you don't do that by being separated, mm-hmm. by not getting involved with your government and thinking that, you know, one of the statements that blew my mind that Lance said is that the church was unwilling to be involved in anything with the government, and now the government is involved with the church. Okay, you don't want to make your stand? You don't want to take your stand? You don't want to exercise your God-given authority as an ambassador of a kingdom that is higher than any other kingdom? You want to let that kingdom perish? And languish because you don't want to get involved because it's too much work or it's busy and
we are busy with spiritual things.
It's scary because he says, okay, well, then you let it languish and then that same government's going to come and persecute you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now we have the church in at least in California and a couple other places, we have the church being persecuted. That's they're saying you can't sing, you can't meet, you can't even do it in homes, and we're going to send people around to check on you to make sure you're not doing home meetings. that you're complying. Okay, that's persecution. And again, I'm not making any statements about or against or whatever and saying, oh, this is evil and we have to fight it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we have to listen to God. Mm-hmm. Listen to why.
We have a situation here.
We have a situation
and
here.
Let's
and we have
be real.
Exactly. And we have to go to the king and find out why and what's going
and what
on.
Our part is.
Exactly. And if my part is because I have laid back on my duties and on my responsibilities, and I've not exercised the authority that Christ, we've said it. What is it? Who says that? If you don't use the authority God gives you, Satan will take it from you and use it against you. And that's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
We have not used our authority. Mm-hmm. We, as the children of God and children of the kingdom, we are hidden with God in the heavenlies. But we're to bring heaven to earth. Mm-hmm. And if we don't do that, we deserve.
That kingdom come. Come, thy will be done on earth and as it is in heaven.
And if that's, oh gosh, that's beautiful. And if we don't do that, we deserve every bit of backlash that comes mm-hmm. against us. Mm-hmm. Church, wake up. That's what this is being said. Mm-hmm. You want a proclamation? There it is. Church, wake up. You have been given authority to rule and reign, and you're being trained to rule and reign for all eternity. And if you forgo that training, you will not be ready for kingdom living. And that's the tragedy. Look higher. Don't look at just the menial things that are going on. They're literally just symptoms of a deeper issue here. We, as the kingdom of God, as the children of God, are being trained to reign and rule for eternity. And if we are literally AWOL, then we deserve all the backlash that comes. We deserve it. And I want to make a call, please. Let's rise up.
Mm-hmm. I believe it's Nee who mentions the scripture that says, you pray for good government that we may live in peace. In other words, we need good government
right.
so that we can do the church's business.
Right.
And it's not as though there's even Jesus gave Caesar. What is Caesar's? And
no, yeah, I mean, you know, there is an involvement that we have to have because we're in this world.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be entangled.
Or obsessed,
but you have to be involved. Mm-hmm. And often, we're more involved with what the media is saying about what's going on than actually what is going on. And that's another tragedy. That's not reigning and ruling. That's being led. Mm-hmm. That's being led by a different realm, the earthly sphere of influence and the demonic realm and that's not being in the heavens.
Right. You know, John, my scripture is the formula. He who receives the abundance of grace, mm-hmm. need to know those two words, mm-hmm. and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. That is, I consider that a mandate.
It's a mandate. Absolutely.
And it gives you the keys.
Yeah.
Abundance of grace and gift of righteousness.
And it's for a deep purpose.
Eternal.
Eternal purpose. Eternal position. You're earning an eternal position. You're showing yourself approved for eternity.
Yes.
And if you refuse to do it, you are forfeiting your heavenly...
Your own destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
Not to mention...
I'm not talking about salvation.
The purpose of God not being achieved.
I'm not talking about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that. I don't have that. But I do know that it is about reigning and ruling with Him forever. I can guarantee
it
you.
Now.
Well, I can guarantee you, if you are not reigning now, mm-hmm. it's not like you're going to be promoted to reign in heaven. There's just no way. Why would he take somebody who was lackluster and did nothing here and wouldn't take up their position, wouldn't utilize the authority given? Why would he say, oh, no, every single parable talks about. Look at the talents. The one who buried it. Weeping and gnashing of teeth.
In darkness.
In darkness. And the others that invested, what did they get? They got more in heaven. It's an eternal kingdom principle. Mm-hmm. And if we're refusing the principles of the kingdom, and we're refusing to take our place and refusing to be who we are, then unfortunately, we're going to pay the price. And I don't want to be one that is going to be in the place of weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't know what that is. Hell? No, I don't know. I don't think it's hell. I just think it's in a place
of regret
mm-hmm. that you preferred your comfort and you preferred your ease to being
God's purpose,
oh,
being
God.
A servant of God's purpose, which is sons and nations.
It's frightening. It's absolutely frightening. And it's crucial. This is crucial. This is all crucial.
You call frightening that which is frightening, the eternal consequence.
Yeah.
Not the immediate comfort zone. That's the crisis.
Right.
People started asking us early on, John, what is God saying to you now? And I think he is giving us a message.
Yeah, I do.
That we've waited for.
I do too. I really, this is as clear as I've ever said it.
I'm amazed at what you've gotten, John. And you're in a position of authority. For a lot of people, really.
Yeah.
And I'm so grateful the work you've done and the surrender and the hearing, the work of listening and being in reality. I appreciate it so much.
It's taken a lot of time, and
mm-hmm.
it's taken a lot of dying, and I've done it wrong. But I'm listening.
And he is speaking.
He is.
That is for sure.
So,
let's leave with this issue of his specific will for each person. And we pray that all those who follow us and listen to us, that you will know the will of God for you.
Yeah.
And that will be the safest possible place, because when you have the will of God, you're in the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
If you're in the kingdom of God, you're in the safety and protection of the kingdom.
And you have the provision of the kingdom.
Yes.
Everything that
exactly.
you need to accomplish your life and your destiny is given to you in the will of God.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's time for Christians to rise up and to be who they are.
Be who they are. There is the challenge. Children of God.
Yes, it is.
Sons of God. Wow.
And that's not in arrogance, and that's not in presumption.
No. It's responsibility.
It is. It is.
Not
it,
presumption.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So thank you, John. I stand for a lot of people who will bless you for this wisdom and seeking it out.
Thank you. I didn't even know it was going to come out. So there you go.
Our gain.
I've had it boiling in there, but I didn't know what I was going to say. But I'm glad I said it. And now I'm going to let you. We're going to turn this off, and I'm going to let you read the post if you like.
Oh, I'm so thankful.
And I have control of the little buttons, so you can't run back on here and tell everybody what it says.
I can't. You can turn the mic off permanently. Well, I know that you will be gracious to share it. God has given it to you for people, that you will give this message
It's going to come out
as soon as you can.
Oh yeah, yeah. It'll actually it'll be on the blog before this podcast will come out.
Wow. Okay.
So go to the bottom here, go and look at the link, and you can read it. So this is good.
Amen.
Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.